When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was super necessary.
God, Anik, my God!
Unbelievable! Just like that! Done and done! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me!
He can't say much other than wow.
Hello, mate.
Hi, mate. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks.
Yeah, good, good. Thank you for joining me. We are live at the moment. So, jump right into it. Got a good bit to go over. So, I want to start obviously with your win very recently. That was absolutely spectacular. You must be made up with that.
Yeah, my quality, man. Like, that's all you want. It's what you wanted. It was a bit of obviously just haven't been in there for a while, so just to get in there and just to get the win, obviously that's what you want. And obviously get a little highlight, real knockout, good little reel going about. So yeah, that's what you want, really.
Yeah, I mean it's seems to be going viral, making the rounds. Like so, it was brutal. It was beautiful to see. To be fair, obviously going back to I think it was last year, you had your first fight in Glory. Obviously, aside from the result, Glory, you know, it's a huge promotion in kickboxing. How big of a moment was that for you?
Yeah, it was like thinking back in it now. Obviously, back when it was happening, I was like just sat out of this world, you know. Like, you think, oh, getting signed to Glory, it's like that's where you want to be. That's what you're kickboxing. That's what I'm doing it for, to get on the big shows and get and fighting the big fights in it.
Yeah,
but obviously now thinking, but looking back on it, and that was just a bit. The whole thing was a bit like it didn't get to my expectations, you know.
Yeah,
like with obviously then not having another fight on it, it's just like it's done me in a little bit, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no, I understand that completely. But like you say, that's where you want to be. So,
I assume
the goal is.
Get some good wins in and that, and yeah. And see what else is out there. It's like a big wide world out there, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. After that fight in Glory, you were very honest on social media about your performance, and you know, you said you didn't turn up on the night. How important was it for you to make a statement with that most recent win?
Oh, 100%. Like just like the no, I still got it. You know. Like, I need it for myself more than anything, right? Just to know I can still get in there, turn it on, and still get some knockout wins in it.
Yeah. Was there ever a point where, I know you obviously don't really get this as a fighter, but do you start sort of doubting yourself a little bit when you do experience them bigger profile losses?
Yeah. So, especially after that loss, because it weren't like it was me. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is. I've got all these, like, excuses why, probably you can say, but it's just like, when I was in the ring, like I feel it when I was in there, this weren't like how it is. I didn't have no heart, you know, like I didn't have no dog in me, like just to keep picking, pushing forward and that, and it was just taking it out of me. And I thought, oh, is that something to do with me now, you know?
Yeah.
And then I haven't had a fight in so long, so then it's all like sitting with me and that, you know what I mean, as well, obviously. And then to get the knockout, you think, oh, yeah, I might have a steal it. But then I thought I wanted a bit of a tougher fight, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted a bit, like, to dig deep, to get some shots that landed on me. Well, he did it, to be fair, in the first bit of it. Will should have woke me up, but I wanted to get them better fights, dig deep, see if I still got the heart in it to make it, you know?
Yeah. Do you find it hard if when you do have that sort of longer period out?
Yeah.
You know, do you find it hard to overcome the adversity a little bit?
That fight was, in a way, but I haven't lost that many, so it's not... It was pretty new to me, that sort of way of it as well. So it's, but you just got, if this is what you want to do, I've had to start telling myself, if this is what I want, then I've got to go get it, you know?
Yeah.
There's no point wasting around. I'm 30 year old nearly then. You know, I do this 6 days a week. So this is it for me, you know?
Yeah.
This is ride or die. If I'm going to make it, I'm going to make it now. So I need to start getting them big fights and start getting them and fight and put myself in situations where I'm going to be uncomfortable in that. So I'm going to have to roll with it.
Yeah, that's it. So as you mentioned, the last fight obviously was that beautiful KO. How pleased were you with that? Was that something you're working on that a lot in the gym?
In a way, like, when I got home from it, I think, I should have just maybe like longed it out and may get some rounds in there, you know, but I'm always going forward and going for the knockout anyway, in all my fights tonight. And one day someone's going to be able to take the shots and give me the fights back, what I'm going to get, you know. So when that happens, I'll deal with that. But like, it just caught that first hook, right? Because I started off a bit like slow. Again, maybe, I don't know if it's ring rust or what, but I started, got hit. And then I'll just end up catching the blocker, low kick, left hook, rattled him to his core and that. So then that's obviously what led up to the knockout.
Yeah. No, I would say it was beautiful. So after that fight, once again, you know, looking on your social media, you're always very vocal. I've noticed in defeat or victory on that. I do admire that about yourself. But you said you wanted you're ready for the biggest possible UK fight.
Yeah.
What does that look like in your eyes?
Obviously, that's what I said, because obviously after that last fight, I called out Arnold and Daniel Sam, and Daniel Sam responded, and that's what it was. But what my reason is behind that, when I was coming up, there was literally like a proper top six of legit heavyweight killers, you know? And obviously, I was going to fight Arnold before, so he's obviously, I called him out. I saw Daniel Sam, he was fighting maybe about 6 months ago. He come back at, I don't know, about like maybe two fights and that. So I thought he was back in the mix, you know what I mean? And I just want to fight the best fighters in that, because I'm at the top of this list. It's mainly because most of them retired now, you know?
Yeah.
But that's, at the end of the day, I'm going to fight the best if they're about there, and that's what I'm going to fight, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Just wanted to get your opinion on this. So, like, combat sports in general is massive in the UK at the minute. It's probably never been in a better position. But I tend to feel that kickboxing is one of the more underappreciated forms of martial arts in the UK. Do you think there's a reason behind that?
I'm not sure. It's like, obviously, there's all traditional boxers boxing is massive in obviously in the UK and that, and MMA is coming through and it's going to start rivaling boxing. Maybe it's just because I'm not too sure. It's just not really been all that well known, and obviously the traditional kickboxing obviously weren't all that on the mainstream in this country. Yeah. And obviously you had the K1 back in the day. We had a few UK fighters on there. But it's just obviously not been televised and that, and the people don't know about it, they won't know. But the Muay Thai and that's coming, obviously making a big name in the UK, and hopefully kickboxing will follow that as well, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's where it is, so we start bringing some more day to it as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really, I don't know, I mean, especially like up north, I don't think there's too many big kickboxing shows up here.
It's literally kickboxing. It's just full action, you know. So I don't see why it's not. But you get the bigger names you're going to get now, and it's going to start pushing kickboxing forward. So hopefully, I can be a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. What was it that drew you to kickboxing as opposed to boxing or anything else?
I'm not too sure. I started this when I was about 18, 19. So, but like, I didn't really want to start going, because I obviously boxing, being from the UK, like, boxing is where it is. I've been in the boxing gyms when I was younger and that. So that was obviously, but it's just the amateur boxing sort of way. Didn't really, I didn't fancy doing that. And so I went to the gym I'm at now, Price Fighters up in Aldershot. I went in there it was a K1, it was kickboxing, yes, because obviously that blend well with MMA, with what we was doing. That's what the gym was, sort of thing, and MMA fighters and that as well. So, yeah, that's what I started with that, and I stuck at it.
Yeah. So, as one of the biggest stars of kickboxing in the UK, are you hoping to try and be a catalyst to increase the attention and popularity of it in the UK?
Yeah, 100%. Like, if I can play any role in that, then yes. Yeah, if people like me, they're gonna start watching me. But the thing is, with me, like, you know, you see me on any fight card, that you're gonna sit down for that fight. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, being that sort of fighter, we'll start breeding and obviously try and get a bit of personality about me, and we'll see if we can put some bums on seats.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You've mentioned, Muay Thai, you've mentioned the MMA a little bit. Have you got any thought of trying your hand in any of them, or your family?
I've been in the obviously not Muay Thai now. I'll probably get eaten alive with them elbows and things like that. But MMA and that, definitely. I've been in the mixed martial arts gym now long enough. I've had a dabble in the grappling and the wrestling. I ain't gonna say I'm any good. It's humbling. You know what I mean? Getting in there, like, I'm a top-level kickboxer and that, like, walking around thinking I'm a man, and everyone's trying to choke me out every 2 minutes and that. So, so that's probably why I never stuck at it. But one day, I promised my brother-in-law I'd give MMA a go, so that's what it's going to have to be, probably.
Yeah. The growth in it, now's the time to at least give it a try. You know,
definitely.
At least you can say you've been in there, but... Yeah.
A few good wins, you know what I mean? Get on the Cage Warriors and that, a few good wins and that, light work, could get straight on the UFC. Easy money,
I mean, to be fair, mate, with your explosive power, like, it wouldn't take much. So I wouldn't put it past it if you tried it, to be honest. What's it like when you have had them little tries, like the wrestling and stuff like that? Are you in there with, like, lads your own size, or is it getting tough down by smaller guys?
Yeah, I'm getting choked, but most of them are smaller than me. They will be, but they're not like small choking me out. I can probably be strong enough for them, but no, I do get choked out by smaller people. Yeah, 100%.
That must have been fun the first time.
Sure. It's just I was doing it in a gi as well, so then I'm all burnt and out. Because it gets deep in that.
Maybe forget the gi next time, mate.
Yeah, you know that, just do.
So obviously, off the back of the win, then when are you hoping to be back in the ring?
I've got a fight signed. I had it signed before. I had that fight I had it verbally agreed before that fight. I'm going to let them announce it, but it's going to be a big fight soon. I'm going to say October. So I can't say who for. I'm going to let them announce it. It's a massive fight. It's going to be my big, and it's going to be my time to shine. You know.
Yeah. Is that on the same promotion as your last fight, is it?
No,
okay. Camp already underway for that one then, is it?
It's still a little while off, so I'm just ticking over now, still in the gym smashing that, but I'll see my family a few more days of the week, you know, and I'm going on holiday on the weekend, so that'd be nice for a week, and the sun with my wife and my family and that. So when I'm back from that, It's full steam ahead.
Yeah, you deserve the break, definitely. Well, look, mate, that's everything I had for you there today. Appreciate you taking the time out to have a chat with me. Can't wait to see you back in action. Good. Looking forward to that
announcement. Thank you, man. No, it's cool having me on here, mate. I had a few things to say anyway, so I've got them out.
Yeah, definitely. No, appreciate it, obviously. But look forward to that announcement, and we'll be following you, career, mate.
Thank you, man. See you later, then, bro.
Take it easy.
Wait.
Right, there we go. The Bruiser, Rhys Brudenell, will be back out hopefully in October. So get your eyes peeled for that one. Yeah, thanks everyone for watching, and I will see you next time.
I love it!
It was super necessary.
Go now.